when you're looking for your ancestors, you need chalk. Yep, you also need a good supply of fresh, wet grass, long tufts of grass that are wet as well. These are two of the essential tools you need for rubbing on ancient lichenized gravestones. And that I've learned today. I'm on a learning experience, and the learning experience I'm on is being led by my brother Peter and my sister Tricia. And we're in Carrigaline for today, or just outside the borders of Carrigaline, which is a village or a small town, I suppose, which is like a suburb of Cork City. But why would you want to have chalk? Well, you probably guessed. You rub the chalk on the ancient stone, and that marks out, enables you to read the writing, because it is impossible, I would go so far as to say, impossible to read the writing on gravestones here in County Cork. The actual biodegradability of the rock, if that's not the wrong way, if that's the way of putting it, or basically the stuff is the letters, the work of the stonemason who cut the lettering into the rock, has been diluted by history. So basically, I'm turning and going the wrong way at the moment. I seem to be heading for Crossavon when I was trying to go to Carrigaline because I wasn't paying attention. So I'm now having to go around the block or something like that. But the main thing is back to the wet grass. Wet grass does pretty well, actually. I found somebody whose name was Mills by rubbing wet grass on the stone. Now, where do you get chalk when you haven't come with it? That's the key issue as far as I'm concerned. Do you get chalk in Lidl's in Carrigaline? Do you waste your time going in to look for chalk in Lidl's when, of course, Lidl's sell all sorts of things and it's quite hard to find your way around it, even though they sell it to you at a drop-dead gorgeous price? I'm skipping Lidl's on the grounds that it would consume time. And as we all know, time is money. So I'm basically looking. Actually, what I'm also looking for is a shop that sells chalk and, not cheese, sells sweets. Because there are definitely some kind of sweets you need for visiting graveyards. You know, the effect of visiting a graveyard can be to run down your blood sugar level. And the best, counteraction to that is to make sure that you have a goodly supply of sweets in your pocket. So on the main street of Carrigaline in Cork, it's one of these Irish towns which is, phenomenal. It has got all these local name places like the Stables and Dee's Salon and Mano. Now, and also a trouble that you have here trying to turn your car. But I'm going to go up the street here and try and come back down again. But the thing about Carrigaline is it's a small version of a couple of other places that I have walked in a lot more detail. The most wonderful Clonakilty. Now, Clonakilty is the peach in the pie, if you like. It's a phenomenal place. Now, of course, if you started listening to this audioboo because of your abiding interest in graveyards, you're getting fed up with me now because I'm giving up on graveyards because I've come away from the graveyard in search of chalk. And I didn't have really a goodly supply of long wet grass. I had short wet grass, not long wet grass. And short wet grass simply means you have to do too much work rubbing your fingers along it. So I'm now looking at Lily's tea room and thinking, well, look, my brother and sisters are out there. They're experts at this kind of searching through building up the family trees and all that kind of stuff. Couldn't I nip off and have myself a nice cup of tea and a fruit scone and come back in an hour's time? And they wouldn't have noticed the time passing at all. And they certainly won't miss me, I'm sure. And the more focused attention they have, the better. There's a prime site, a prime development opportunity here. Get in touch with Savills. You can buy it. I'd say you'd buy that one now for next to nothing. There's a campaign against household and water tax going on here. And in fact, there's a meeting on Carrigaline Soccer Club, at Carrigaline Soccer Club. And there's a guest speaker, Councillor Mick Barry. Actually, he is from somewhere remotely like Cork North Central constituency, I think. Now, if you need your garden machinery serviced, we've got Kensal. I see loads of lawnmowers there being... Now, this is all... I also spot... Oh, there's where I'm drawn irresistibly towards the Carrigaline Book Shop. Okay, I'm going to stop listing what I see here because I actually do need this chalk and I'm too, you know, responsible, a brother, to leave my two siblings to do all the work themselves. They're looking for O'Mahony's and Fitzgerald's. So if any of you listening to this, you know, find in your local graveyard somebody called Fitzgerald or O'Mahony who has a connection with Carrigaline in Cork, then be sure you contact me by any means at all, including carrier pigeon. Okay, that's enough. I'm going to leave here whilst I look at a place called Bronte. And I love that because I'm into the old bit of reading stuff. And there's a shop there called Bronte. It looks like it's selling secondhand gear. Okay, bye-bye.